Hello everyone, Raman Kumar here, Senior Program Manager with Azure Tools team. We are going to show you how you can set security on your lab. You can add a person in either owner role or a dev test lab user role. A person in owner role has complete access to the lab. He can change the policies in the lab, add an artifact repository in the lab, create VMs, delete VMs, and assign or revoke access of a person in the lab. A person in dev test lab user role has very limited access in the lab. He can just create VMs, delete only his VMs, and connect to his created VMs. If you don't want the person in dev test lab user role to access any other resources outside the lab, please don't add him at the lab level or at the subscription level in any other roles. Let's get into a lab. Once you are inside the lab, you can click on this icon, or you can go to setting and then click on users to add a person, and then click on plus add, and then select dev test lab user role, and then here you have to enter the email address of the person. If your organization is using Azure Active Directory, then you can enter the email address of a person in your organization. You can even enter the email address of an external user as long as the email address is a valid Microsoft account. As you can see, that system validated that it's a valid Microsoft account, and then you can click on this email address, click on select, click on OK, and that's it. You cannot add a person in owner role at the lab level, because currently it is not supported. To add a person as owner in the lab, you have to add that person as owner at the subscription of the lab. So let's go to the subscription of the lab. Then again, you can click on this icon or go to settings, user, click on plus add, select owner as a role, and then enter the email address of the person. Finally, select the email address, click on select, click on OK, and that's it. We saw that how you can secure your lab by adding a person in dev test lab user role or adding a person in an owner role. I hope you found this video useful. If you want to get started with dev test lab, you can follow these instructions in Azure Preview Portal. Thank you.